British postmen and milkmen have a reputation for being cheerful, as they both arrive very early in the morning. When you are perhaps not feeling very good-tempered, their quick knocking and bright whistling may get on your nerves. Of course, there are some gloomy postmen, who make you think that every letter contains tragic news, but the majority are merry and good-humored. This is quite surprising, because delivering the mail each morning is a job which is not very well paid, and there are a great many problems. The city postman has to go on foot not only along streets, but also up and down stairs, as many blocks of flats still have no lifts, and no downstairs letterboxes. If he has a registered letter to deliver, he has to wait for someone to come to the door to sign for it. That person may greet him in a most unfriendly way if he has just been woken up from a deep sleep very early in the morning. In the country, a postman may have a bicycle or a small van, so he does not have to walk so far, but nevertheless, he has his problems too. It is very annoying to be compelled to go all the way into an isolated house simply to deliver a postcard or a circular, when this makes the journey half an hour longer. In winter, weather conditions are bad, but the postman must carry on in the rain and the snow. Sometimes it is impossible to use a van or a bicycle in these conditions, and he has to do this round on foot, like his city colleague. Most country people keep a dog, although there may be a notice on the gate, "Beware of the dog." This is of little help to the postman. He is forced to go in, whether the dog is dangerous or not. So every day, the country postman knows that, if the dog is not safely tied up, it may bite him on the leg, or tear the seat out of his trousers.